Hi, I'm Sarah McClintock.
And I'm Kinsey Carnell.
Welcome to The Social Spectrum.
This is where we talk about all the ups and downs of life.
From social issues to relationship problems, we got you covered.
From your favorite hosts,
welcome to the Social Spectrum.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Social Spectrum. Today we have another guest with us. Sarah, would you like to go ahead and introduce them for us?
I guess so. Okay. So this is Nicholas Millen from Iowa. He's majoring in intercultural studies. And the reason we are interviewing you today is because you are an RA, which is a residential assistant, for a year and a half, but you are introverted. So we wanted to talk to you and get your whole insight of how you maintain a social and very extroverted job while being so kept to yourself.
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me. So I will say the first thing is, like you said, you are around people a lot, and that is your job, is to connect with people and to be around people. So I think the first thing, I am introverted, like you said, and I do need time to myself. And so I think when you're around people all the time and you're pouring into people, it can be easy to get burnt out. It can be easy to, you know, kind of just get tired of people, right? And so I think the one thing for me as I'm going through the job and connecting with the guys on my hall is being intentional with the time that I have to myself. You know, since my job is on the hall, it's where I live, I take time to get away. You know, maybe go on walks, maybe go off campus, maybe, you know, go somewhere where I can just relax. You know, I think that's a big thing for me. It's really important. But in terms of being introverted, being around people all the time, realizing that my leadership style is different, you know, than the people around me. Because you have a lot of RAs that are very outgoing, right? And they're such people, you know, they love people and they're very people oriented. And I think for me, it's like, yes, I love people, but also I need some alone time. And so realizing that it might be a little bit challenging to do the job where you're surrounded by people all the time. And, you know, sometimes it gets tiring, like emotionally easier. But I think if you kind of know your own limits and knowing my own limits and kind of what I need to do to recharge and to, you know, be poured back into, I think is really important.
Yeah. How did you become an RA in the first place?
All right. So it was a bit of a wild story. So my sophomore year, it was the last week of, it was the week of finals of the fall semester. It was probably like a Tuesday, right? So school was out on Friday, like it was Tuesday. And I had this good friend of mine, Allison. She was an RA in Teeter at the time, the dorm I'm in. And I was working at the library and she walks in and she's like, Nick, how would you like to be an RA? Like just straight off the bat. And I was like, it's something that I was thinking about and praying about for the next year about applying. And I was involved in different things on campus like SMA and different prayer ministries and stuff. And immediately I kind of shot the idea down. I was like, I don't have the time for this. Like it's something I want to do, but not right now. And so I was like, I'd love to, but just not the right time. And after that conversation, like 20 minutes later, I get an email from Pastor Caleb, who's my dorm pastor. And I had never met the man before. I barely knew what he looked like. Right.
Oh, wow.
And he sent me an email and he was like, hey, we're looking for an RA for next semester. I heard a lot of good things about you. I want to give you an interview. I didn't apply. Like usually like you apply to be an RA and then
like any
you
job?
Do an interview. Right. I didn't apply. He just kind of like threw me into it. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I went and got the interview, did the interview. It was pretty laid back. It was just, you know, Pastor Caleb, his wife, and a couple of the RAs. And so it was a lot of fun. You know, like it's not just any job interview, like it's a lot more laid back a little bit more comfortable. And so I think being an RA, you do have to have that air of like, not too like strict, you know, like not too like pent up, like you have to be a little more like laid back, because if you're not, then it can get focused on just the job and not connecting with people. And so, yeah, so that's how I became an RA.
I've been an RA for a year and a half now, so.
You mentioned that your leadership is different than everyone else's, you feel like, in being an RA. How is your leadership different?
So I think with that, like I said, like everybody's leadership style is different. And for me, being an introvert specifically is what I was referring to, is I'm a little bit more like observant. I'll kind of just kind of sit back and kind of see what happens. You know, I'm not always like at the front talking, you know. And so I think with that is just being observant of what people are doing, observant of how people are reacting to situations, you know, like in Devos or on the hall or just across, you know, in the dorm. And so I think at first there was a transition of, oh, like to be an RA, I need to be a little bit more outspoken. I need to be like always, you know, the first to talk, the first to say things, and realizing that's not who I am.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm very reserved, very kind of calm, collected, quiet, and realizing that's just me. That's just my leadership style. And so finding ways to incorporate that into, you know, how I lead and how I pour into the guys.
Yeah. Do you ever find yourself like worn out at the end of a day, like after a dorm divas? Like, how do you deal with it when your quote unquote social battery dies? Like, how do you deal with that?
Well, I would say it depends. Like, first of all, sometimes my social battery will die. Like if I'm having a long day and I've been through a lot of like RA meetings and stuff, and then we have divas at night and whatever, I might just be spent. And sometimes I don't have the luxury of being by myself, of taking that time alone and just kind of recharging. And so I just have to, when I don't have that alone time, you know, is finding ways to recharge when people are around and finding ways to, you know, just kind of get back energy. So I think for one thing I do is like when it has been a long day or like after dorm devos and it's been a hectic week and, you know, everything's going crazy, I'll just kind of take a couple seconds wherever I'm at, whatever I'm doing, and I'll just take deep breaths, you know, and I'll kind of like take a second to just, you know, focus and just keep going. You know, that's the big thing. Sometimes that's all you can do until, you know, there's a better opportunity to kind of recharge and kind of regroup and, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Did you hesitate? I know you talked about kind of praying about it a lot, but how much did you hesitate before taking up the job?
So I kind of came into it with like, I did hesitate quite a bit at first, just because I didn't want to, the other things I'm involved in, I didn't want to like have to give up things. And so just because of like time management and time constraints and conflicts and stuff, there was a bit of hesitancy at the beginning of just like accepting it and then being like, oh, like, I think the thing was, is I realized this is what I wanted to do. And once I realized this is actually what I want to do, that I do want to be an RA, I think it was a lot easier. Once I realized that, there wasn't a lot of hesitancy.
If you have to spend your entire kind of time, like the whole point of you being there is to make it a community and kind of talk with people and get to make more friends, I guess. How do you step out of your shell just so that other people can feel welcomed?
So I think for me, the big thing is being intentional with my words, with my actions, and connecting with people. Like, for example, there will be days where I'm just spent, where I'm tired, where I'm exhausted. I'm, you know, I'm kind of done. My social battery's run out. And in spite of that, like if I see someone from the hall, see someone from the dorm or just across campus, it's just taking that moment to stop, to interact with them, to ask them how their day is going. You know, if they got like some cool shoes on or something, you know, to be like, hey, I like your shoes. But just, I think being intentional with the little things and just getting to know them as people, I think is the big thing that I try to do, because the little things are important.
Did it take a lot of practice like to get to that point?
Yeah, a little bit. It definitely did, especially when there's just some days where you're just like, I want to say hi, but like, I'm just tired and I'm just, you know, you're just exhausted and you just kind of want to be by yourself, is doing it anyways. Right. So it definitely took me a little bit to do that, get out of my comfort zone and take those little moments to be intentional and connect with people and ask them how their day is going. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have any embarrassing stories about just socializing? Or not at the top of your head that you're willing to share? We're not gonna.
Well, yeah.
Give us the dirt.
I will say, not an embarrassing story, but a fun story. My first, when I became a head RA. No, my first diva with the guys. There's only six of us, and so they're amazing guys. They're great people. And so our first Devo is just trying to get the hang of it, you know, and trying to like, oh, like it's so different from having a floor of 30 people. And so it is a little bit different in terms of interacting with them and stuff. And so when we were done doing the Devo or whatever, we went outside and I bought this carton, this like 12 carton of eggs, right? And this little baseball bat. And so we were just out there and we started hitting eggs with a baseball bat, like just the stupidest thing. And my guys were just, they were loving it. Like they were just going to town with the baseball bat and just demolishing the eggs. And when it was my turn, I went up and they pitched me the egg and I hit it. But I hit it in such a way that it went back and it covered the whole pants out of my legs with egg yolk.
Oh, that's awful.
And so I was like, oh, this is not fun. It was a little embarrassing. I was like, gosh darn it. But I don't know. It was a fun memory. It was a fun moment and all the guys were having fun. And so it was definitely worth it. So
is it easiest to get close to the guys on your hall, or do you try to maintain that, like, not boss, but like you are over them a little bit?
The professional level. Yeah.
Right. I think there's a time to be professional and a time not to be professional. I shouldn't say not professional, but a time to be, you know, like serious and a time to not be as serious. And so I think with the guys on my hall now, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit more, since there's so few of us and they're great guys, they're upperclassmen, they kind of know what's going on. Really, it's more of like, I'll just check up on them, just kind of see how they're doing. You know, say if like I walk in, their room's dirty, be like, hey, like, just make sure you clean your room. Like, I know you'll do it. And so sometimes you got to remind them. But I mean, otherwise, I think it's, as time goes on, it's easier to be professional and serious when you need to be.
Right.
You know, instead of not all the time.
Yeah.
So
how does this hall compare to your last hall in terms of how you lead or how they act or how whatever?
Mm-hmm. So when I first became an RA, it was the spring semester of last year, so 2023. And it was different. I mean, they didn't know who I was. I didn't know who they were. I was just kind of some random guy, you know, coming into the hall, and because I was in a different dorm.
Got it.
And so
you were in the one across, right?
Yeah, I was.
So you were like near.
Yeah, I was in Bridges, and I moved to Teeter to be an RA, and I didn't really know anyone on the hall, and they didn't know me, and it was a good group of guys. I think they were just, they like to have fun, and so sometimes it'd be like late at night, and they'd be, you know, screaming on the hall, or whatever. There'd be a couple of things. I'm like, you know, I think with that hall, I'd be definitely a lot more strict than I am now, and just be like, hey, like, guys, like, come on, like, let's be reasonable here. It was a great group of guys, but sometimes you just need a little bit of direction too. And so there's also like 30 of them, right?
Yeah,
and
for
so
sure.
just 30 guys running around being guys. It was an experience for sure, but I definitely had to be a little bit more strict and had to be a little bit more professional than I am now. Because the guys, like I said earlier, like, they're down to earth. They're pretty chill. They're pretty quiet. They keep to themselves.
Yeah.
And so there's not really any issues or anything.
Because our school is so small, and so you know everyone, kind of, or like, you know at least something about them.
You know
them.
Other people.
Yes. Yeah. And so we also aren't like other schools, and y'all have to host things a lot. And they always do the RAs because there's like 20 of y'all total.
Right.
So do you have trouble being on stage or in front of people, or maybe like, you're just like the main person in front of a lot of people?
Sometimes, yes. Short answer, yes. I would say it's definitely been an adjustment of going from someone who's usually just kind of sits back and observes to being someone, especially as a head RA, having to take a little bit more authority and kind of having to speak out a little bit more. It's definitely been an adjustment for me. And so I think at events and at different things that we've done across campus, it's definitely been, sometimes it's hard, you know, having to be the one to go up and speak for me. Because public speaking, it's not my forte. And that's okay. But I would say just been an adjustment for that. And really, I think the things I've done for that is focusing on like, okay, like what, focusing on like what I'm doing, what I'm talking about, focusing on kind of like the goal of like the event or, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah. Am I going to make up a really long transition?
Really long transition.
Really long transition.
Speaking of being on stage and having to talk to people, our stage is our podcast.
There you go. Yep. You got it.
Do you know where you can find our stage?
Nick, do you know where you can find us?
Where can I find y'all?
You can find us on all your favorite devices, Spotify, so many more. Right now.
Right now. Our social media at Social Spectrum on Instagram. Please give us a follow. You can DM us if you like. I don't know.
Be nice. We're just girls.
Yeah, be nice, but you can talk to us, I guess.
We don't like constructive.
We might respond.
You don't like constructive criticism?
We don't like constructive.
We don't take constructive criticism.
It doesn't construct us. It just destroys us. Unless you want us to cry.
Right. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Nick, for being a guest. Thank you for talking with us and giving us some great insight. Catch us next time on the social spectrum.